then remember I.
Home of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Celebrating mornings for 15 years.
I need you guys to support me for a second.
Okay.
Don't laugh and don't make fun.
No problem.
Because I'm really excited about this.
No problem.
And I just need to share this news with everyone. And I need you guys just to have my back.
We got you.
Please.
We got you.
Like, nobody laugh, okay?
Nobody's clowning on anyone.
Because what I'm about to, the news I'm about to share,
yes,
makes me very, very happy.
Okay.
And I think out of the five of us in this room, I'm the only one that's hype about this.
I don't know. I have a funny feeling I'm going to fall right in line with your hypeness. Trust. I got you.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you guys know, Maria, stop looking like that. Like, stop giving that look. Please, just support me on this, okay?
Sorry, I don't even know what's coming.
That's what she said.
Okay.
So you guys know how I am, like, the biggest fan of the Spider-Verse movies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, there's supposed to be a third movie called Beyond the Spider-Verse.
All right.
And it got shelved.
Unfortunate.
During the writer's strike.
Okay.
A couple of years ago, and yeah, there was no news on it. And I did extensive research,
yeah,
aka a bunch of subreddits.
Yeah.
And it was shelved.
Accurate. Okay.
So what happens overnight in the Chelsea neighborhood of New York? A massive, massive lit up neon Spider-Man logo sign from the Miles Morales suit in Chelsea, New York. Because if you follow along with the movies, Chelsea is where Gwen Stacy lives.
Okay.
In her universe, Earth 65. So now fans are speculating that a Beyond the Spider-Verse movie is going to be announced. And I'm so excited.
All right.
Because those are my favorite movies.
Or is that just someone's Christmas decoration?
No. It is, like, when you see this logo, it is huge. Like, look at this. It takes up, like, it's on the side of an apartment building.
Cool.
That was it?
Yeah. I'm just like, I'm so excited, guys.
Yeah.
Like, these are my favorite Spider-Man movies.
You're allowed.
Guys, come on. Yeah. You said you weren't going to laugh.
No, nobody's laughing.
Maria's dying in the other room.
Nobody's laughing.
Did she just choking?
Shut up.
No.
Sham.
My coffee, you know?
Yeah. No, hey, listen. You do you, Reno.
Guys.
I'm happy that you have a thing. Right? That's all you could really want for somebody, is that they find something in life that gives them joy.
I mean, it's very simple.
Right? Yeah.
It's kind of like a kid being excited for Santa.
Yeah.
No, it's not. Not even close.
It's not even close.
Not even close. Not even in the same world.
Are you going to take out your Spider-Man
costume? Sorry, not even in the same multiverse.
Really? How come?
No. Spider-Verse, you mean?
Sorry.
Guys, honestly, like, if you guys were hype about something, I'd back you. And like,
I'm backing you, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't say anything, Sham.
We're backing you.
I was stunned.
Nobody's saying anything.
That's the problem. Nobody's saying anything because you guys are all holding in laughs.
Okay, pause for one second.
Except for Maria, who's like dying in the other room.
Pause for one second. What would you like us to say? Like, look at me right now, okay? You just laid all this out here.
Yes.
How excited you are because they put a light up in New York City. Right?
The neon sign.
Okay. So the reaction you would have hoped for would have been what?
Like, wow, Mocha, that's great. Like, we know you're such a big fan of those Spider-Verse movies. You must be so excited.
Cool.
Okay.
Let's say that we said that.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you would say what?
Like, thanks, guys. Like, I am very excited. These are my favorite Spider-Man movies.
Okay, and then we
Because I know that, you know, everyone's always like, oh, Tobey Maguire movies are the best ones. Right? But, like, no, I love the animated ones better.
Okay, and then we would say?
Like, you're the best, dude.
Right? And then you would say?
I know, guys.
There you go.
Anyway, thanks for the support, guys.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Lives on KISS 92.5.
Celebrate mornings.
She's feeling greedy, yay!
I think it is 858.
Your luck has changed.
Baby, oh my goodness. Stop it, I'm so excited right now. Thank you so much.
Kiss 92.5's Needy or Greedy.
$92.
Or take a chance at up to $5,000. But only if you're able to guess the jackpot amount exactly.
Play weekdays from 8 to 6 and weekends from noon to 4
on KISS 92.5.
We've got a big beauty week ahead of us.
I'm so ready. Sephora Cyber Week sales are major.
They're beyond. Different brands are 30% off every day.
I know. I'm so excited to save on Youth to the People, Anastasia Beverly Hills, Bondi Boost, and more.
And all my faves are half off on Black Friday.
50% off select beauty? Sign me up.
It's Sephora's best week ever.
Starting November 24th, don't miss daily deals all week long. Plus, up to 50% off top beauty brands. Exclusions and terms apply. Offers end December 2nd. Shop in-store or online at Sephora.ca.
This is the sound of an exciting Black Friday sale.
And this is the sound of an exciting Black Friday sale at Sleep Country. Black Friday just isn't the same at Sleep Country, except for the best deals on the best brands. Buy one, get one free on best-selling pillows, and our Kingsdown Studio Act and Queen mattress is at $689, our lowest price of the year, until Sunday only. Plus, take advantage of our unbeatable price guarantee. Don't miss out. The Black Friday event is on now at Sleep Country. Speak to a sleep expert for full details.
Tis the season to enjoy Swiss Chalet's festive special. Our famous rotisserie chicken, cranberry, stuffing, Lindor chocolates, and a scratch and win card. The festive special. Only $17.99, only at Swiss Chalet. Visit SwissChalet.com for contest details. Participating locations, white meat, taxes, and upgrades extra.
RedTag.ca's early Black Friday pre-sale is here with up to 65% off vacation packages. Plus, a chance to win back your trip up to $5,000. No matter the destination, from adventurous to relaxed, your next escape deserves the best pre-Black Friday deals. Don't wait. Book today at redtag.ca or call 1-866-5-RED-TAG. Offer ends November 21st. Certain conditions apply.
Redtag.ca.
Celebrating 20 years. Book today.
Shop Black Friday deals at PetSmart. From November 21st to 27th, buy one, get one 50% off dog and cat treats. Save 20% on all Hill's Science diet food. Plus, save $3 on all Arm & Hammer cat litter. Shop more incredible deals in-store and online at PetSmart.ca.
Whether it's towing your big toys or hauling gear for the job site, the Toyota Tundra handles it all without breaking a sweat. By the end, you'll be standing there wishing you could high-five that truck. That's what we call being Tundra Struck. It's time to be impressed. It's time to Toyota. Lease a 2024 Tundra 4x4 Crewmax SR from $129 weekly for 40 months at 2.39% with $5,300 down. Visit shoptoyota.ca or your local Ontario Toyota dealer today.
Breaking Lotomax Dream News. With Tuesday's Lotomax jackpot at an estimated $70 million, plus an estimated 10 max millions, maxed out dreams are rapidly popping up across the country, turning pools into lakefront cottages, boats into super yachts, decks into rooftop spas. It's dreaming like we've never dreamed before. Tuesday's Lotomax jackpot is an estimated $70 million, plus an estimated 10 max millions. Why dream to the min when you can dream to the max?
This Black Friday, Rona is the place to be. Imagine transforming your home into a cozy winter wonderland or finally tackling those DIY projects you've been dreaming about. At Rona, you'll find everything you need, from experts' tools and materials to stylish Christmas decor. And this week, save 25% on all Christmas lights in stock and 40% on Carrara white 12x24 porcelain tile. Don't miss out. These deals won't last long. Conditions apply. Visit your local Rona or shop online at rona.ca.
Fall for Subaru by enjoying fall to the fullest. Think scarlet, burgundy, amber, crimson and copper, but never, never blue. Because with Subaru's symmetrical full-time all-wheel drive, fall is for thick, dark mud splats, terracotta mountain roads, radiant sunsets, kaleidoscopic leaf carpets, and the boldest of adventures. Avoid autumn blues and visit your local Subaru dealership to book a test drive today.
You might not think much about how a strong Canadian oil and gas industry affects your daily life. From getting where we need to go, to essentials we need delivered, to things we rely on to keep society running. But what if that system suddenly stopped working? How much would you miss the time when you didn't have to think about it? See how we're helping Canada run smoothly at Synovus.com.
Our Black Friday sale is on right now at Wine Rack, and we're serving up the lowest prices. So you can save up to $4 on a wide selection of your favorite wines, like great-tasting Jackson Triggs, Bodacious, and Saintly. Plus, why not discover and save $3 on new exclusives like Boo, European-inspired blends from France, Italy, and Spain. So why not head to Wine Rack and save big on quality wines at a great price? Wine Rack, in your neighborhood, local grocery store, and at winerack.com.
Must be legal drinking age. Please enjoy responsibly. See store for details.
Next on the Roz and Mocha Show.
All right, we got some easy money to hook you up with. If you want to play easy money, text EASY, E-A-S-Y, not just the letters E and Z, because we got that a lot yesterday. Easy is what you're texting along with your name to 925-555. We'll get you on the radio. And we got a wheel here. You pick either Ron's name or my name. If it lands on that name, that cash is yours. $100 up for grabs. Easy money is next. Text easy plus your name to 925-555.
Kiss 925.
With Roz and Mocha. Brought to you by redtag.ca.
Another odyssey. Oh, I can't.
final odyssey. Oh, I can't wait to see your face. Yeah. When we're switching lanes, my love's beyond the pain. But if I miss the break, or is it in the play?
Can't afford to live that life that I'm lying about all the time. Roz and Mocha got the racks and the big spinny wheel. Gonna make that cash all mine.
Mocha, baby.
Hello, Amar. Welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show. How's it going?
It's going good. How's it going with you guys?
We're good. Where are you right now? Sounds like you're driving.
I'm actually driving my wife to work right now.
Okay.
Hi.
Hey. Hello, dear. Okay, here's the thing. The game is called Easy Money. We got a wheel in here. It's got my name on there. It's got Roz's name on there. It's also got a whole bunch of other things written on there. Roz?
So, on there is a bust, and you don't want to bust, because if you bust, the jackpot resets to zero, and you get absolutely nothing, which is fine, because it's only $100 in the jackpot right now. You can either pick my name or Mocha's name. If it lands on one of those, the $100 is yours. Spin again, we spin again. But you can also, if you're feeling lucky, pick double your money. And if you pick double your money and double your money hits, your 100 becomes 200. So what is it going to be? What are you going to pick?
We are going to go with Roz today.
Oh! Okay.
Lost already, bro. Here we go. Amar. On the count of three, please yell out, spin that wheel. One, two, three.
Spin that wheel.
There we go.
Roz and Mocha's Easy Money. $100 on the line.
Come on.
And it lands on... It lands on Mocha.
Mocha.
My name. Sorry, Amar, but you just helped everyone out because we now add $100 to the jackpot, right. So $200 tomorrow, okay?
Because you did not bust.
It's all good.
All right, buddy.
All good. Take care.
Drive safe. Thanks for listening. Have a good day.
Bye.
All right. And that is exactly how Roz and Mocha's
You know,
easy
sometimes
money
when
played.
You say stuff like that off the top where you're what? Like, you've already lost and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, when it actually works out in your favor, it's infuriating.
Well, what do you want?
Roz and Mocha's Easy Money.
Weekday mornings at 6:15.
Easy Money!
Only on Kiss 92.5.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what? Mm-hmm. I like the play. No doubt. Play on, play that. Play on, play that. Yo, Dre, drop the verse.
It's going down, fade to Black Street. The homies got at me, collab creations. Bump like agony, no doubt. I put it down, never slouch. As long as my credit can vouch, a dog couldn't catch me. Stay out. Stop with Dre making moves, attracting honeys like a magnet, giving them orgasms with my mellow accent. Still moving this flavor with the homies Blackstreet and Teddy, the original rough shakers.
Shutting it down, good lord. Baby got them open all over town. Strictly bitch, you don't play around. Cover much ground, got game by the town. Getting paid is a forte. Each and every day, true play away. I can't get her out of my mind.
Wow.
I think about the girl all the time.
Wow.
East side to the west side, pushing fat rides, it's no surprise. She got tricks in the stash, stacking up the cash, fast when it comes to the gas. By no means average, it's on when she's got to have it. Baby, you're a perfect 10, I wanna get in, can I get down so I can? I like the way you work it,
no diggity.
I got to bag it up,
bag it up.
I like the way you work it,
no diggity.
I got to bag it up,
bag it up.
I like the way you work it,
no diggity.
I got to bag it up,
bag it up.
I like the way you work it,
no diggity.
I got to bag it up.
She's got class and style, she knowledge by the pound. Baby never act wild, very low key on the profile. Catching feelings is a no, let me tell you how it goes. Curves the word, spins the verb, lovers it curves so frequent to her. Rolling with the fatness, you don't even know what the half is. You got to pay to play, just for shorty bang bang to look your way. I like the way you work it, trunk tight all day, every day. You're blowing my mind, maybe in time, baby, I can get you in my ride.
I like the way you work it,
no diggity.
I got to bag it up,
bag it up.
I like the way you work it,
no diggity.
I got to bag it up.
Oh,
I like the way you work it,
no diggity.
I got to bag it up,
bag it up, babe.
I like the way you work it,
no diggity.
Signed you five biggest hits, the best throwbacks. Black Street. Dr. Dre, that is no diggity. 623, 6 degrees right now.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show
on Kiss.
Kiss 92.5.
People have been trying forever to sort of crack the code on how to do like a gay bachelor. Or something like that, where you take a bunch of gay guys and you stick them in a house and they all look for love. Because the problem is always that they need to stay focused on the bachelor figure and not just start hooking up with each other.
Yeah, just turns into hedonism.
It's chaos as soon as cocktail hour happens.
Uh-huh.
There's no show unless you want to, because in these shows, you want the love journey, not just 25 guys hooking up.
Wow.
And it's very difficult. Well, it's very difficult to try and figure that out.
Uh-huh.
I came across this online yesterday, just some guy, I don't even know who he is, on some social channel, where he's pitching an idea to sort of give fans a gay bachelor with safeguards, a twist that I think is a brilliant idea. And if he didn't say it publicly and said it privately to somebody, maybe some psycho company and executive producer would actually make it. But listen to this show pitch.
TV show idea. 11 gay men, one straight man, island style, vote one or two off every week, trying to vote off the straight one. Two ways to win. The straight man lasts until the final two and gets all the prize money. The gay men vote off the straight man and divide the cash prize. The trick is all of the men are straight and we get 5 to 10 weeks of straight men convincing each other that they're more gay than the other guy.
Oh.
What? That's a really good idea.
Wait.
Okay.
So it's actually
okay. It's kind of like the Traitors.
So yeah. Everyone's straight.
Everyone's straight, but they all know the game. They all think that they're the one straight guy. And their job is to not get identified by the gay guys and get voted off.
Instead,
they're all straight, and then you have an entire season of television with 12 straight guys trying to convince other straight guys that they're gay.
Okay. So nobody knows who the straight guy is. But they're all acting gay.
Yes, because they all think they're the one straight guy.
But what if someone spilled and said, I'm straight, and they go, well, no, I'm the straight guy. No,
then you would think they were lying.
Yeah.
You would think that's part of the game.
Also, you don't want to jeopardize the money that you could potentially win. So
kind of like the Traitors.
But, okay.
This just seems like...
Here's a question, right?
Yeah.
how far are you willing to go? Well,
that's my thing.
Are there limitations?
Like, you only have to convince people that you're gay.
What happens if, let's say, I don't know, there's like a one-on-one date that's set up?
Right.
Like, what do you do in that moment?
See, the problem is this, though. The problem isn't the one-on-one date.
Like,
the problem
you do,
is
Sam?
You really want the money. And then you start hearing that everybody in the house is thinking you're the straight one. So then you
have to gay it up.
Right.
Even more.
Right.
So then all the straight guys might, like, hook up with each other?
That's the question,
That's
Maria.
That's the question.
How far are you willing to go?
For the money.
For the money.
Oh.
Okay, what's the dollar amount?
Wow. Let's say $65,000 to $75,000.
Okay.
That's
how
normal
far are you
for these
willing
types
to go, Shem?
To win?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
70K?
75.
75K?
Yeah.
No, I gotta at least be $100,000.
Okay, $100,000 then.
Okay. 100K. What are you doing, Shem?
Oh. You know what? I'll do what needs to be done.
You would.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Real bad man.
Would you watch the show, Maury? Straight guys?
1,000%.
Trying to convince other straight guys that they're gay?
1,000%.
I think I'd be good at it, too. I think I'd be good at it, too.
You think so? You think you'd win?
I think I could convince, for sure.
Yeah.
I think, Shem, the minute somebody's leaning in for a kiss is when he will screw up the whole thing.
But guys aren't going to lean in for a kiss because they're all straight. Mm-hmm. So it's not like
If they're doing a good job at it,
I know
Shem's going to screw it up because he's not going to want to do the kiss.
All Shem would have to do is start singing.
And show them my beauty regimen.
No. Yes. Okay, beautiful. Shem, can you do Broadway songs? Can you do show tunes?
I can do show tunes. I can do Broadway songs. And listen, here's the thing. I think where straight guys will mess up is that they will try to be too flamboyant and screw it up and think that's what it means to be gay.
But
I think that's what I think they would screw that up, and I would not.
Guys, I think we just found our winner. Congratulations.
He a fan. Roz and Mocha.
The biggest hits.
The best throwbacks.
On KISS 92.5.
It's fine. It's cool. You can say that.
here with the Eras Tour.
My name's Taylor.
And not a single ticket is left.
Or so we thought.
Welcome to the Eras Tour.
Thanks to Rogers.
Keep it on KISS all day for your final chance at tickets by listening for the cue to text.
If we call you, you'll be entered in the draw to win a pair of tickets on Thursday at midnight.
It's KISS 92.5.
Taylor's version.
Live from the Rogers Center.
This is one of my favorites.
Thanks to Rogers, proud presenting sponsor of the Eras Tour.
Yeah. The Roz and Mocha Show.
Brought to you by RedTag.ca.
On KISS 92.5.
The Ross Petty Panto is back. You and your family are invited to a holiday musical extravaganza. Enjoy The Wizard of Oz like you've never seen it before. Audiences of all ages will embark on a whimsical journey alongside Dorothy and her beloved companions as they navigate the fantastical landscapes of Tarazto, brimming with laughter, toe-tapping hit songs, and mischievous antics. Secure your tickets for a rip-roaring merry time at CanadianStage.com.
We've got a big beauty week ahead of us.
I'm so ready. Sephora Cyber Week sales are major.
They're beyond. Different brands are 30% off every day.
I know. I'm so excited to save on Youth to the People, Anastasia Beverly Hills, Bondi Boost, and more.
And all my faves are half off on Black Friday.
50% off select beauty? Sign me up.
It's Sephora's best week ever.
Starting November 24th, don't miss daily deals all week long. Plus, up to 50% off top beauty brands. Exclusions and terms apply. Offers end December 2nd. Shop in-store or online at Sephora.ca.
Mark your calendars. Healthy Planet's Black Friday Super Sale starts November 21st. Save up to 60%. Plus, buy any Benefits by Nature product from superfoods to pantry items and earn 10 times the points. That's 10 healthy points for every dollar spent. But that's not all. Sign up in-store to become a new Healthy Points member and earn 1,000 points. That is $10 off your next purchase. Visit Healthy Planet starting November 21st and save big. Healthy Planet, your one-stop health shop with everyday value.
Guess what? Vogue Optical has 50% off every frame in the store.
Hold on. These frames are 50% off?
Yes. Every frame in the store is half off.
Even these?
Yep. Every single frame. You see it in the store, it's 50% off.
Oh, man. This is too good to pass up.
Exactly. Hurry in to Vogue Optical today while supplies last. And don't forget to use up those optical benefits before the end of the year. See store for details.
Desjardins Insurance cares a lot about their clients. In fact, it's packed with such a ginormous amount of vast and substantial care that's bursting with even more whoppingly humongous and colossal care. You might be a little surprised when we tell you that all of that care fits in the palm of your hand. With the Desjardins Insurance mobile app, you'll get a big hand with 24/7 paper-free access to all of your home and auto policies, including your digital pink slip. Get insurance that's really big on care at Desjardins.com/care.
How do you Subway holiday lover?
I'm dreaming of a turkey sub.
Well, hold on to your chestnuts for Subway's new festive faves meal. A 6-inch turkey sub with cranberry Dijon,
ooh,
crispy potato rings,
ooh,
and 2 red velvet cookies.
Ooh, jingle my bells.
No thank you, but all this delicious and fixins for just $8.99.
Yum, maybe some sugar plums.
No idea what that is. The new festive faves meal, a merry $8.99, only at Subway. At participating Canadian restaurants, extras additional, terms and conditions apply.
By the fireplace.
50 or over? Ask your healthcare provider if vaccination for pneumococcal pneumonia with Prevnar 20 is right for you. Visit Prevnar20.ca to learn more. Now publicly funded for eligible Canadians and covered by most insurance plans.
Can we really launch Black Friday deals early?
As Sunwing's financial advisor, I say, hold my coconut.
You actually did it.
It's simple. People want more from their vacation, right?
A Sunwing vacation does that. Why deny the people what they want?
And with these Black Friday vacay deals, they'll be sipping a mojito by Tuesday.
Book with your local travel advisor or...
The engine of this great city. Local 416 members across the city of Toronto show up each day to keep Toronto clean, moving, and safe. They care for our city's public spaces, buildings, fleet, and infrastructure, and provide the essential services residents and visitors depend on. Help us give City of Toronto workers the respect and recognition they need to continue to support us all. Join the conversation and learn more at local416.ca. That's local416.ca.
Get early access to Black Friday prices now at The Brick. And on Friday, November 22nd, for one day only, we're releasing even more Black Friday deals. Get 65% off sofas when you buy the matching love seat or chair. Up to 30% off sectionals and recliners. Up to 30% off bedroom, dining, and home entertainment furniture. Plus, buy more, save more. Get up to an extra $300 off major kitchen appliances. Some exclusions apply. See in-store for details. The Brick, saving you more.
Tim's Holiday Smile Cookie is here. Until November 24th, 100% of proceeds are donated to local charities, community groups, and Tim's Camps. Get one to give back to your community at participating restaurants in Canada.
CKIS-FM is Toronto's KISS 92.5.
Home of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Brought to you by RedTag.ca. Travel made easy.
To a high of 9, chance of showers this afternoon. We are the Roz and Mocha Show. Good morning.
There you go. Hey, Mocha.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
Let's do the news.
A Roz and Mocha Show and KISS 92.5 News Break.
A record number, 80 million Americans are expected to travel for Thanksgiving this year.
Wow.
That is crazy. American Airlines alone plans to shuttle 8.3 million passengers from November 21st to December 3rd, about 500,000 more customers than last year.
I got
Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb,
ram,
beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey, rat.
You name it!
Yo, 80 mil. That's wild.
80 mil. And just before the Thanksgiving long weekend, Spirit Airlines in the U.S., they look like a no-frills bag.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I love it.
They filed for bankruptcy.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did. After a long run of financial losses and a series of failed merger attempts, yesterday the Florida-based company said that it had arranged an agreement to restructure its debt and raise money during the bankruptcy process that is expected to last until early 2025. During that time, Spirit operations will continue as normal and passengers will be unaffected. And then as soon as this story broke, everybody started reposting. I don't know if you ever saw this, but people are like, oh yeah, wonder why. Because Spirit Airlines, very discount, and it's discount top to bottom. And they make no bones about that. And travelers have expressed their problems publicly with Spirit Airlines before. Did you ever see the clip of the two gate agents arguing with each other?
Gate.
Oh, I'll play it for you.
Oh.
I'll play it for you. So this is a customer filming. So when you go into the airport and you see the Spirit Airlines sign and you walk up to the desk, you give them your passport and your ID and they give you a boarding pass, right?
Okay, yeah.
That's where this is all taking place. The person filming this is a customer. The people yelling at each other are the two Spirit Airlines employees behind the counter, one of which has this guy's boarding pass in her hand while all of this is going on.
Go f- another dirty Do not play with me.
Yeah.
Do not play with me, because I'm not the one or the two. You're not the one or the two. Let's go. You ain't got You ain't gonna do nothing.
Name, I
like I said, keep my name out your mouth.
My mind always in yours for some reason.
No, some reason.
It always
out of here. Out of here before I slap the try me. I mean, I drop kicked your ass. Out of here, you dirty. Yes, you are. You and your raggedy ass. Like I said what I said. And I said what I said. Please step to me like you want it. Go.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm not the one of the two. She tried me two times. I want you to do it a third.
Okay, and the whole time she's typing, right? In front of the customer.
Amazing. Multitask.
Yeah.
The two of them, they are the Mocha and Shem of Spirit Airlines right there.
I'm not the one of the two. Fireline.
Bro.
That's so amazing. Yo, save Spirit.
Crazy.
What's going to happen to those two? They
I know.
No,
who does that
jobs.
At work? Let's How much you've got to hate somebody when you're in the customer service industry?
I know.
And you don't storm off. Like, I understand having a blowout where then you storm off, right?
Sure.
But they're working. Like, they're still doing their jobs. Like, it's no big deal. Like, we should all just understand.
Yeah. Crazy.
It's incredible.
You don't treat other people at work like that. Like, show up with respect. No dissing.
Sounds like home.
Right? No going at each other. No coming for the neck. You know what I'm saying?
Mocha on the beat, ho.
Oh, yeah, that's
on
true.
The beat, ho. Shem slow, beat, bro. Look at me, bro. Man down, call the ambulance. Tell him, breathe, bro. Cheesecake, cheesesteak. He needs some sleep, though.
Wow. A suspect is facing, listen to this, man. One guy is facing charges in connection with stealing $63,000 worth of liquor from LCBO stores.
Yo, what?
What?
The theft took place between April and November of this year.
Oh, over a period of time.
Yes.
Man ransacked one store.
Police said 38-year-old Abdul Aziz Adele of no fixed address has been charged. Isn't that what John Travolta called Adina Menzel?
I was just thinking Adele Dazeem.
From the Oscar-winning animated movie Frozen, please welcome the wickedly talented one and only Adele Dazeem.
Hold on. So you got Adina Menzel rocking up
CBO. Abdul Aziz Adele.
Yeah.
The wickedly talented
Adele Dazeem.
Of no fixed address has been charged for theft over $5,000. Two counts of assault with intent to resist arrest, obstructing police, and two counts of failing to comply with a release order. He was held in Brampton for a bail hearing.
You know, it's so funny. I was going to say, it sounds like like Brampton Activity.
Police said
guarantee that guy's from Brampton.
That he was wanted for four outstanding warrants and was on multiple forms of release for similar offenses at the time of the alleged theft. So $63,000, one guy from LCBO stores.
That sounds like Brampton.
You can resell it. You resell it, right? Yeah,
you can resell alcohol.
Of course you can.
Marketplace?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Bottle of goose, whatever.
Yeah. Resell that.
That's Brampton behavior right there.
Yeah, there you go. I think that's it.
Oh, all right.
One more of the news with Roz and Mocha. Get it at 640, 740, and 840.
On KISS 92.5. This boy got me hooked, made me drop my brown eyes, dark brown eyes. The way that he smiles, just kissing me. With his hand on my thigh, he hit it all night. This boy got me hooked, every day of the week, fulfilling my needs. He's so fine, gotta make him mine. With his hand on my thigh, he hit it all night. This boy got me hooked. Love me, love me, love me, love me, love me. We can elevate together, go from nothing to something. Give this smoke to my heart, peanut butter and jelly. If you keep it up, I'll let you put something in my belly. KISS 92.5.
Man, let me tell you guys.
Yeah.
The Flaming Romos, the Roz and Mocha fan base, showed up for us yesterday. Unlike anything I've seen, after mentioning it one time and one time only.
Mm-hmm.
And then we mentioned it later, but after the very first time. Thousands of texts immediately when we announced that we're launching the 50-50 Fortune, supporting food for kids. We're just trying to help this organization raise as much money as possible so they can continue to do the good work that they've been doing, which is providing food for kids whose families may not be able to afford the nutritious food that kids need every single day, and taking it a step further by secretly, nonchalantly on Fridays, taking nutritious food and packing it in the kids' backpack so that they have nutritious food for the weekend.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
And over summer break. They're really great.
Well.
It's such an incredible organization. And they're the perfect company. I don't even know company. They're the perfect people to partner up with and really prop up and shine a massive light on for the 50-50. And 50-50, everybody knows a 50-50. I had no idea what a 50-50 was until I pretended that I knew what a 50-50 was. I'd hear it said all the time, and I'm like, I don't want to buy any 50. I don't even know what that is, 50-50.
No. Anytime we would go to like a Jays game, you always buy 50-50.
I know, and I never participated because I never knew what a 50-50 was. So we all know you buy tickets, jackpot grows.
Yeah.
At the end of it all, you get 50%. So it is like literally the higher this thing goes, the more money you have. We started this with a guaranteed 50 grand, right? So it is a guaranteed 50 grand out of the gate. That's where we started yesterday.
Uh-huh. And then we also added an early bird prize, because who doesn't love an early bird prize? You always hear about that. But usually the early bird prize is like a month after the campaign kicks off.
No, 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 no.
But
no,
this
no, no,
early bird prize is actually being awarded on Friday.
Out of the gate. Right out away. Of the gate.
Tickets to Taylor Swift Eras Tour. Thanks to Rogers for those tickets, by the way. Mm-hmm. So guaranteed $50,000. And then someone's going to score Taylor Swift concert tickets.
Yep.
What you got to do is go to our website, kiss925.com. If you want to take part, you want to donate, you want to help out Food for Kids. Or, since you're on your phone right now anyway, you can text the word money to 925-555 and we'll just like hook you up with the link right away. We'll just respond with a link for you to click on and you get your 50-50 tickets right mm-hmm. there. But it's such a great cause. Again, Food for Kids, providing nutritious meals for kids throughout the year. And we could not be any more thrilled and to be partnering with them for this. And again, like, yo, thanks to everyone, the Flaming Romos, in the thousands who showed up yesterday and started texting in right away for that link. So, a couple of ways to get your tickets, again, is kiss925.com or text the word money to 925-555. We'll send that link right to your phone. It is the 50-50 fortune supporting Food for Kids. Guaranteed $50,000 is the current take-home prize, plus the early bird prize of Taylor Swift Eras Tour tickets.
Roz and Mocha.
The biggest hits.
The best throwbacks.
On KISS 92.5.
Remember those walls I built? Well, baby, they're tumbling down. And they didn't even put up a fight. They didn't even make the sound. I found a way to let you in, but I never really had a doubt. Standing in the light of your halo, I got my angel now. It's like I've been awakened. It's the risk that I'm taking. I ain't never gonna show.
and Mocha.
The biggest hits.
The best throwbacks.
On KISS 92.5.
Yeah. Yeah. Sweet. I said what I said. I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care. I paint the town red. Sweet. I said what I said. I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care. I paint the town red. I put good thought in my kidneys. This small gel don't come with no jealousy. My illness don't come with no remedy. I am so much fun without Hennessy. They just want my love and my energy. You can't talk no without penalties. Tell me yo if you send for me. I'm going to glow up one more time, trust me. I have magical foresight. You gon' see me sleeping in courtside. You gon' see me eating 10 more times, ugh. You can't take this one nowhere, ugh. I look better with no hair, ugh. Ain't no sign I can't smoke hair, ugh. Yeah. Give me the chance and I'll go there. Sweet. I said what I said. I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care, I paint the town red. Sweet. I said what I said. I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care, I paint the town red. Sis. I don't need a big feature or a new sidekick. I don't need a new fan cause my boo like it. I don't need to wear a wig to make you like it. I'm a two-time, you ain't know I win. Throw a shot like you tryna have a foot fight then. All my ops waiting for me to be you, I bet. Said I got drive, I don't need a car. Money really all that we fiending for. I'm doing things they ain't seen before. Fans ain't dumb but extremists are. I'm a demon lord. Fall off what? I ain't seen the horse. Called your bluff, better cite the source. Fame yeah. Ain't something that I need no more. Yeah. Cause trick. I said what I said. I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care, I paint the town red. Trick. I said what I said. I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care, I paint the town red.
Is the Roz and Mocha Show
on KISS.
KISS 92.5.
Oh, yes. Hey, are you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Okay, hold on.
Calm down. Time to get it off the chest right now. Maybe you should talk about your problems. Roz and Mocha Vented Moments.
Oh, my gosh. Vented Moments, one of my favorite things that we do here on the Roz and Mocha Show. If you ever want to be a part of Vented Moments, text VENT to 925-555. You can be completely anonymous, by the way, with Vented Moments.
You don't have to say anything other than what is pissing you off. Mm-hmm. So, and then again, like the story behind Vented Moments, if it's your first time hearing it, people have these things that just drive them nuts. Sometimes it might be politically incorrect to say to your friends or your coworkers or even put your name behind it. Sometimes it's about the people you know. Uh-huh. We give you the platform. We give you the show. We give you the audience to just go off. So, caller, what are you venting about today?
I'm venting about walking my dog.
Walking your dog?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Go ahead.
When we first got our dog 2 years ago, we were told that she was between 10 and 11 years old and that she'd only need 2 half-hour walks a day.
Okay. Wait. What kind of dog?
She's half pug, half miniature pincher.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So they said, all right, great. You know, she's older. She'll be quiet, not much energy. She'll be mellow. We learned quickly that we adopted the equivalent of a 58-year-old Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
She was ready to cross six lanes of traffic to kick another dog's ass, whether they did anything or not.
Yo, I'm looking at a photo of these dogs. Super cute, by the way, bro.
Exactly. That's the problem. She's made a ton of progress since then, but she's still very reactive. So we have to keep her head on a swivel and try to keep a fair distance from other dogs when walking her. So when I get some dude who's on his phone walking his husky, or some tall chick with a ponytail pulled through her baseball cap and a tank top and yoga pants, car walking their dog behind us at about 60 knots an hour, you know, we have to do everything in our power to get our dog from going Arturo Gatti on their dog. The problem is, a dog looks all sweet and innocent and all cute.
Yeah.
But she treats every walk like her first day in prison.
I'm top dog.
Yeah. She's looking for the first dog to unleash on, no matter the size. So maybe speed walking through us like Usain Bolt at a middle school track meet isn't such a great idea, right?
Yeah.
I love this guy.
Yeah.
You know my dog's history? Because we don't. What we do know is that we only seen her back down once. And that was when we came face to face with a coyote.
Oh, dang.
Oh, wow.
But we were in Leaside. So the coyote just kind of looked us up and down, then hopped in his Range Rover and drove to Starbucks. So,
this guy.
Yeah, I know. They're pretty special over there, those coyotes.
Full routine.
Yeah. They got a whole thing there. They're getting their rackets restrung at Merchant of Tennis.
Okay.
So, is this a troll job, man? Like, you had this whole routine written down and...
So
testing out the material.
So are you pissed off at other dog walkers, or are you pissed off at your own dog?
It's a little bit of both. The dog walkers that don't give us any notice, you know, that just kind of come right up to us, that part drives me nuts. But, you know, this dog, when it's like constantly trying to hold her back, it's like Scrappy-Doo, basically.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. If it makes you feel any better, we have a 3-year-old Australian Shepherd at home. When we leave to take the dog out in the neighborhood, I got to look both ways down the street to make sure that there are no people, that there are no other dogs, and hope that when we are out in the wild, we don't encounter anyone in the neighborhood, because our Australian Shepherd, Leo, loses his mind.
Really?
Yeah, and it's not aggression, it's excitement, because he wants to see people, he wants to go to the other dog, and he is pulling like crazy.
Right.
So I feel you, man. It's tough.
Yeah. It's not like she hates people. She's all right with people as long as they don't try to come near her. But with dogs, it's on site all the time. Like, she's only had two doggy friends, and one she met in a fight.
Yeah.
She bought him first, and then it's like, okay, now we're cool.
Right.
And then the second one was a puppy who grew up to be like a 90-pound American bulldog. And he wasn't fixed, and every time she sees him, she still tries to hump him.
It's a lady that knows what she wants.
Oh, yeah. You know, it'd be the equivalent of you coming home from work, Roz, and Catherine trying to hump you.
I understand what humping is.
Oh, my God.
Damn, bro.
Yeah, I know. Exactly.
Also, stay out of my business.
It's just like, who's the boss? It's me. That's right.
Wow.
Yeah, I only say I'm not accusing Catherine of anything. It's just that like
sounds
my dog.
Like you are,
very bro. Cute. Yo, and, you know. What time's your routine at the comedy club this weekend? Maybe I'll come check you out.
I got a tight 5 coming up, but I'll let
all right.
Yo, thanks so much for joining us on Vented Moments.
Not a problem.
By the way,
so
that's what Catherine told me the last time I walked in the kitchen.
Kiss 92.5,
home of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Celebrate mornings.
I can read your mind. She's having the time of her life. There in her glittering prime, the lights refract, sequence stars off her silhouette every night. I can show you lights. Can handle it. They said, babe, you gotta fake it till you make it, and I did. Lights, camera, and smile, even when you wanna die. He said he loved me all his life, but that life was too short. Breaking down, I hit the floor. All the pieces of me shattered as the crowd was chanting more. I was grinning like I'm winning. I was hitting my marks, 'cause I can do it with a broken heart. I'm so depressed, I am.
doing it since he left. I keep finding his things in drawers, crucial evidence I didn't imagine. The whole thing, I'm sure I can pass this test. Cause I'm a real tough kid, I can handle it. They said, baby,